this very important radio show. They're going to end debate in the next 30 minutes or so. They were supposed to already end it, but they're going over for the bill to take over the entire economy of the United States. And if you want to call and say no to H.R. 2998 and to the American Clean Water Restoration Act and the rest of it, it's all that's an open federal takeover of all water, waterways, below ground water, the above surface land. Now that bill's going on as well. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Give them a call and say no to the American Clean Energy and Security Act 2009. What a nice name, like the Patriot Act's totally unpatriotic, so they call it patriotic, ends the Bill of Rights. Well, this thing allows the bureaucrats to run and tax and control and have Enron-style carbon credits ripping everybody off. I got some other news, too. H1N1 swine flu has infected an estimated 1 million in the U.S., and up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, it is in the executive order that Bush signed that Obama has continued for forced inoculations nationwide under level 6 pandemic. Well, they say we're under level 6, so now they want to forcibly inject. They claim they have the law to do it, an executive order. And a popular website actually called up an Arkansas official, and a lawyer sat there giving, you know, citing him this case and that case. So we're going to go over that as well. Arkansas State Health Department, mandatory vaccines are constitutional. And then I actually went and printed up the CBS News story. DHS gets guidelines for possible swine flu outbreaks, and it says in this article, forced inoculations nationwide. And now the Canadian papers are saying, oh, 1 million Americans have it. It means you have a virus that's harmless. But that we're going to have to forcibly inoculate the Canadians and the Americans and the Europeans. DHS sets guidelines for possible swine flu quarantines. They'll probably start the next wave of fear in the fall, then try to forcibly inject people. But most of the idiots are going to line up and accept it. So that is coming up as well this hour. But I do want to take calls, but I've got to go to them quickly. Dave in California, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Long live free Pop-Tardia, brother. you put up a
My
video
home
on
planet, Pop-Tardia. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly where we are. Anyway, you put up a video on InfoWars yesterday that just did my heart good. The one, tens of thousands of Chinese fight the police in Sinshu.
And, yeah, well, they haven't had their water fluoridated, though China's now starting that, so they'll be behaving now.
Well, yeah, I suppose so, but, you know, Mark Kornke talks about moose hunting, and to me, that's the perfect example of it, except all the Chinese needed were rocks to make the moose panic and flee. And imagine if they had firearms like we do.
But you understand, the globalists plan to let us have a war here, break down, then without food and water, later, 6 months a year later, we'll beg for the I-4 troops. We've just got to realize that we're trying to wake up as many people as we can so we can try to avert this. But, yes, it's going to turn into that. They're not going to stop. They're taking everybody's land, everybody's kids, everybody's jobs, and just laughing at us and at hiring more cops. The economy's imploding. They're hiring more cops to squeeze us.
Well, if possible, sir, would you please have Mark back on sometime soon? Everything's tending toward armed conflict, and he is the expert on it.
You know, I'll think about doing that. I appreciate your call. You know, I've never been invited on any of the things he does, but, I mean, I'm not here to go out and sit there and... You know, the main rule with me is no more Mr. Nice Guy. I've always been friendly and nice to everybody. But when that doesn't happen back to me, then the door shuts. But Mark's a nice guy, smart guy. It's just that he can call for armed rebellion on his own website and stuff. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633. In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I want to go back to your calls to Daniel, Jack, Nick, Enrica, and then I'm going to get into the other news because there's a lot of it that's important the time we have left in this Friday edition. I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. in the aftermath of, will Congress even be able to read the bill? They weren't allowed to read the stimulus package. They weren't allowed to read the Patriot Act. They won't be allowed to read the banking reform bill. It's gone from 200 pages to 500 to 600 to 800 to 1100 to 1200 to 1300. They say 1300 more pages were added last night, hundreds more today, other pages being pulled out, stuck in. They won't publish what it is. But yes, we posted video of, we posted a lot of these, of Chinese with sticks and stones. When the police get caught killing citizens, they go out, attack the police, burn down the police stations. And I say they have a lot of spirit. And the Chinese government's corrupt, wicked government. Their people have a right to fight back against it. And when that caller calls in and says, have this guy on or have that guy on, the caller was Dave. You know, I like the people you're talking about, and I like the work they do. But then people are always jabbing me, saying, Alex doesn't call for armed revolt. Alex is bad. Alex doesn't, you know, do this. And I'm not talking about the person you were mentioning. I'm talking about overall people calling for armed revolt or getting close to calling for it. Within 2 hours of Poplawski killing those cops, within hours of that happening, the Southern Poverty Law Center had fed one person's name out of the hundreds of sites. It turned out he visited Fox News, CNN, Stormfront. One name was fed to the police and the news media by the Southern Poverty Law Center. Me. They want to come after me. And I got all these big newspapers calling me up going, what about Richard McCaslin that went in the Bohemian Grove with guns and set things on fire? Well, nobody was there, by the way. It looks like a setup to me, this Marine. What about Poplawski? What about this? Ooh, do you need to be arrested, you know, basically? And they are circling me. I'm at a level nobody's ever gotten into in the Patriot movement. And let me tell you, it isn't fun. And I've always supported everybody else when they get set up or sent to jail and told people to support and send money to people and stuff. And then not even by that individual, but by people around them, I get criticized. That I don't like. When I just give and give and give and give. And then always the people, and separate, not Mark that you were talking about, but other talk shows, people say, Alex, that Alex Jones needs to call for war and death and shooting war and moose hunting. And I always quote Mark on that, about how there's tens of millions of patriots, only a few million police and military, and most of them are actually on our side now. And it's like moose hunting up north, you know, in New York and Michigan and places. There's so few moose per hunters, they have a lottery. Maybe one out of 20 people gets a moose hunting ticket. And it tells you if it's a sow or if it's a buck or whatever they call the male and female moose. I think it's sow. Look up female moose. But the point is, you know, it's a, in foxes, the male's called a dog and the female's called a vixen. I mean, every species has got different names. A gaggle's a certain number of crows. A murder's another number. What is it? It's a cow. Okay, the cow. I know there is a whole bunch of mammal species where the female's called a sow, like whales. Some species of whale are called, the mother's called a sow. Other species of whale. In fact, look up female whales. It's only certain species are called sows. I can't keep track of it. I know that people think of a female pig as a sow. I got important news to cover, and I'm covering sows here, but I guess that's kind of a... The issue is there's only maybe 1 out of 10 guys, depending on the lottery, what the fish and wildlife people come up with every year. It might be 1 out of 5 people gets to hunt a moose that goes in for the lottery, 1 out of 100, whatever. Sometimes when the deer numbers are down in Texas, in certain counties, they have a lottery, and not everybody gets a, you know, permit on the wildlife management, as they call it. So the analogy here is there's 10 million patriots at least. If each patriot goes out and bags just one moose, there'll be no more moose left. There's more patriots than there are moose, you know, the moose being the police. I don't want that to happen. I don't want that to, you know, to go to that point. Plus, I'm on the air waking people up about the general knowledge. I get the folks woken up. I get them energized. I get them awake. I get them to be aware of what's going on and happening. And everybody ought to be happy in the Liberty, Patriot, 9/11 Truth Movement, Anti-New World Order Movement, Libertarian Movement, because everybody I talk to says 80% of the folks getting woke up are from this show. By the grace of God, we've hit the zeitgeist. And so I wake the people up, my listeners spread the word and wake people up. This is the engine. And then that increases the movement overall. But then there's kind of this paradoxical thing of, a lot of the people, you know, the common folks love me, but then a lot of people in the movement itself kind of get envious and jealous of me because some of them aren't in it for the right reasons. And then others don't agree with me politically or this idea or that idea. We got to keep the ammunition going downrange at the New World Order. That's the issue. That's the target. That's who's got to be dealt with. And a lot of it's just flat out business. I mean, I've had other little networks and stuff call up all my sponsors and try to get them. And if I just tell the sponsor when they're asking me, well, is there any listeners? I go, no, but, you know, on this other thing, but do what you want. That turns into me doing this or that. You know, that's a lot of people, this is a business. To me, this is a total mission, a total commitment. I realize my life's on the line. I passed the point of return a long time ago. And I'm committed come hell or high water to beat this new world order. Okay, let's shift gears since I got off into sows. Well, let me just finish by saying, I genuinely believe in keeping this peaceful as long as we can to grow our numbers. We're actually building strength every day as the enemy gets more and more exposed and unveiled as criminal and out of control. Now, maybe people can intellectually argue and debate with me about those facts, but so do the founding fathers. We can still be friends about that, about whether this is the time, whether this is the place. When you start seeing more government massacres and massacres of people rioting and demonstrating And when you see more abuses and more Wacos, that's when it's going to happen. And a lot of people that wanted war, once it starts, aren't going to like it. I'm doing everything I can so that if it ever comes to the point where I got to go out and lead people or whatever it takes, and I'm ready to line up at Bunker Hill, ladies and gentlemen. I'm ready to vote with my muskets. But I got to do everything before I get to that point. This is like a jiu-jitsu match, and we're grappling, we're wrestling, and we're starting to get the momentum in the fight. And the enemy wants to get out of our grapple and stand up straight and go ahead and have a full-on battle right now. We're the one. Time is on our side. Like a Rolling Stones song. You got to pull that up on YouTube, play a clip of it. Time is on our side. Well, that's some really good singing, isn't it? Call your representatives. Shoot down the bill. We've had many victories. It may pass, then it goes to the Senate. But by the time it gets in there, we'll find out then all the unpopular provisions. But that'll take a week or so for folks to ferret through 1,600-plus pages or whatever it is. They say it's growing. And then we've got to look at those provisions, try to make the Senate strip them out. Most of it won't be stripped out, but at least we're trying to beat it today. We're doing the best job we can. People thought this wouldn't pass because in polls, 80%+ of Americans are against it. They don't care. 99%, depending on the poll, 98% were against the banker bailout. It happened. You know, they just don't care. They're criminals. But let them show everybody they're dictators. Let everybody see it. Now these bastards are getting so bold, they're openly announcing foreign trips. Educate people about this. Tell them. Speak out now. They're going to shut down the communications once this goes hot. We need to, whether you want to come fast or slow, spend the time you got to warn as many people as you can. You know, I'm not spending time trying to move out of Austin to the country to protect myself for all of this. I'm just staying here because I don't have the time and energy to even move or find a place or get out of here. And I'm hopefully we can expose them and they'll kind of back off and this thing won't go to an all-out war. There's a lot of people who've got a, kind of got like a Rambo complex where they want to see this conflict in the U.S. and the globalists think they're ready for it. I believe they're going to lose. But I just can't believe it's going to happen. I mean, it's pretty much going to happen. The more I look at things, it's going to be hellish. So we do post things like that from China to show you. These fools email me and say, if we have war with the government, they got better equipment. Nothing can stop guerrilla warfare, ladies and gentlemen, in a nation this armed. The issue is they want to put their cashless grid in. That's 5 to 10 years. Once that's in, it'll be even harder. So it's an equilibrium. So I'm fighting them putting the grid in. We're trying to slow that down. So there's some arguments for the longer we wait, the worse it is. There's other arguments for the longer they wait, the worse it is for them. I've seen their own white papers and a lot of their own statements. They believe the longer they wait, the harder it is on them. That's why they want to go ahead and get it on in a combat situation now. These are important subjects. Maybe I should have folks like Mark and people on about that. It's just I need to continue to broadcast. I need to continue to put the information out here. I've already had the FBI and Secret Service here at my offices, and I told people that they didn't believe it. Now it's been all over the newspapers. I mean, I've been physically attacked. I mean, I am at the very tip of the spear here, and I'm trying. I'm not a George Washington, folks. Okay? I'm one of the political minds about how to wake the people up. I'm more of a, and I'm not trying to parallel myself with these people, but in the modern age of resistance, I'm more of a Sam Adams type. In that I'm out there setting bushfires in the minds of men. I'm out there running a media operation, getting broadsheets out to people. You understand? And so I'm just there trying to wake up as many people as I can to build our numbers while I watch the enemy getting ready to move on us. Wake up, wake up. Come on, the enemy's coming. The enemy's coming. The enemy's coming. I'm up here on the parapet warning the enemy's coming. People are saying, well, soldier, climb down the wall and run out and fight the enemy out there. Hell, we know the enemy's coming. I'm here trying to get... And all these people that call for war and bloodshed, you never see them out shooting anybody. You ever notice that? It's kill, kill, war, war, death, death. You need to do it, Alex. You need to go out and do it.
Finally, in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as a common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive21.com now.
Okay, the LA Times is reporting right now H1N1 swine flu has infected an estimated 1 million in the U.S. See, I saw them pre-hyping flu, and I said 2 months before they launch that staged attack, I said, I believe they're going to use flu. And then Bastrop Pharmaceutical was involved mixing live weaponized bird flu with regular vaccines but got caught. That was in Bloomberg, and I said, I see flu as their main attack coming up. And then that's when they announced pandemic, end of the world. I said, this could be it. It could be a hoax or could be a cover story for something down the road for martial law. The troops are on the streets because of the flu. You know, five guys have died coming up in the fall. And because if one died, they acted like it was end of the world. What would happen if five died? Now they've got this fear thing going. 1 million have it, but it isn't hurting us. It's just a no big deal flu. See, this is mind control. And I wanted to read to you from CBS News, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security sent a memo to some health care providers noting procedures to following the swine flu outbreak eventually makes quarantines necessary. DHS Secretary Bridger McGraw circulated the swine flu memo, which was obtained by CBS News. On Monday night, it says the Department of Justice established legal federal authorities pertaining to the implementation of a quarantine and enforcement under approval from HHS. The Surgeon General has the authority to issue quarantines. And it goes on to say forced inoculations and the Executive Order 13375. 13375. And their argument is that you got to take the shots because you'll make other people sick. But if the other idiots have taken it, then they can't get it. But this is in Arkansas. Arkansas State Health Department, mandatory vaccines are constitutional, which, of course, they're not. And Paul goes through with the Supreme Court said blacks weren't humans and stuff like that in the past. There's a lot of other court rulings saying they can't make you take shots. There is no mandatory shot. It's recommended, but they do it through fraud. So here, here is the news website, former Democrat is what it's called. They sent out vaccines contaminated with H5N1 avian flu is also in the article talking about Baxter Pharmaceutical involved in making the vaccine they're going to force you to take. And this all happened the months before the outbreak. So here he is calling up a government official. We'll play it for this segment and part of the next. Here it is.
Oh, hi. I was given your number by Alicia. I had some questions. I left you a message. I think I called Friday. I left you a message, but just that I'd call you back. I'm looking into the vaccination refusal forms.
Yes, sir.
And I'm trying to find out what the – I talked to a lawyer, and it seems that that is an application for a waiver. Is that correct? Do you know about these forms?
Well, I don't know that it's an application for a waiver. The waiver will be granted if you just fill it out correctly.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, but it's basically...
Quick pause.
It's not...
Quick pause. There is no law you've got to take vaccines. It becomes the policy of the state health department, lobbied by the feds. So when you heard Rick Perry said all girls got to take HPV shot that's killing a bunch of them, admittedly, just Google girls killed by Gardasil... He just made it list of recommended. Then the school lies and says it's mandatory. Because, oh, we will grant you the waiver if you fill out the form right. Because they have to. But that's to get a waiver for something there isn't a law for. This is all lawyer tricks, like 501c3 with churches. They didn't have to have that 50 years ago. But they got people tricked into signing them, waiving their rights. Keep rolling it.
To get it sent to me. And then the way it reads, if you read it, it says, right. I then fill it out, and then I send it in
yes. As
a request for the waiver. And I'm not quite understanding that is.
I think what
you're saying it will always be.
Well, if you've done it correctly, and if it's done, I'll give you a little history on that.
Sure, if you got time, I'd like to hear it, because
sure.
I'm getting some feedback that...
Like it's cumbersome or it shouldn't be that difficult. What happened prior to the passage of that law, which I believe went into effect in 2003, prior to that, the only exemptions that were available in Arkansas were a religious exemption that was very constrictive as far as who it applied to, and you could have a medical exemption. Now, the only people that could get...
Now, are you talking for children?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm talking for adults, too, here.
Well,
I'm not just limited to children.
It doesn't matter. I mean, it's for the science.
Yeah, see, hit pause. It doesn't matter. According to this lawyer, and this is the legal counsel spokesman for the Arkansas State Health Department, all of us have to take whatever shots they say. See, but there's no law. But then he claims and cites eugenics cases for racial hygiene coming up. These special family courts, that's the fraudulent new system of law.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, he's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Caliban Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Hey, side issue, San Antonio newspaper, The Current, great paper. You know, they've moved the new cybersecurity NSA snooping hub for the American people, one of the big ones, to a giant facility in San Antonio, and it's got barbed wire around it and all that. If you take a picture, the NSA will run out without warrants on city property outside, grab you, steal your stuff. I think I'm going to go down there. Listen, you dirty crooks that work for offshore banks. We know you spy on every email, every fax, everything. You're engaging in crimes. You surveil us. You look through your walls. You're putting up your high-altitude blimps. You work for offshore banks, the National Reconnaissance Office, CIA, Defense Intelligence, your data mining, your Total Information Awareness Network, run by the criminal Admiral Poindexter. When Congress said shut it down, he illegally kept it open. You make us sick. And the it just makes my head spin. This government is so illegitimate and so criminal. Land of the free, home of the cowards, yeah. Land of the cowards, home of the slaves. Until we stand up and say no. This is a big data mining, giant facility to read all your emails and everything without warrants. And then they admit, NSA people admit, they sit around listening to you having phone sex with your wife. Or they dial in using the phone, even when it's on the receiver. They dial in and listen to you having sex, listen to you on the toilet. And they just sit around laughing all day. It's a bunch of criminals. Who then lie all these years saying they're not listening to you. And they're there to make sure America falls to the bankers. And they've had the cybersecurity run by the Air Force and the NSA say their job is to attack blogs and websites and go after bloggers that disagree with them and, quote, kill American citizens if need be. One of their colonels is on record saying they're going to start killing us. So everybody needs to know where these criminals are at. And they will send the NSA out at you. Put this up. The Panopticon economy. The NSA's new data mining facility is one component of a growing local surveillance industry. We should all go have a protest out there and just sit there with these criminals and force the issue. Here they are illegally spying on us, engaging in all their crimes. I was down in San Antonio at gunpoint once. We were filming Delta Force at Fort Sam Houston. They just done a big drill there. They tried to bribe the police chief. I went and interviewed him. They're total criminals. And MPs come up with a gun to our chest, but we were on base. This won't be on base. Your precious little crime center down there. Surrounded by barbed wire fencing on both sides, don't get in or out. The anonymous yet massive building on West Military Drive near San Antonio's Loop 410 freeway looms mysteriously with no identifying signs of any kind. Surveillance is tight. The security cameras surround the under-construction building. Readers are advised not to take photos unless you care to be detained for at least 45 minutes, interrogated by the National Security Agency, and as this reporter was. Yeah, offshore criminals. In fact, go to the actual article, the Panopticon Economy. Let's put it up on screen. In fact, just Google that building. We'll give everybody a shot of that. And it's ridiculous. They know Google. They know satellites. They know anybody can get photos that are hidden. It's about letting you know. Like the Washington Post reported, they got a DARPA facility in D.C. Anybody out taking photos of their kids or dogs? You know, people got cameras. Oh, taking a buddy of their, you know, a picture of their buddy there at the bus stop. Cops run up, grab you, drag you off. It's about letting you know you're a slave. Letting you know you don't take photos in America. But they put up cameras. And this facility also runs the face scanning cameras on street corners, the heat residents that know your heat signature, the cameras that scan and read your license plates without warrants. Just of all part of the big, they're also building a level 4 bioweapons lab to create weapons to kill us down in San Antonio and to release into the vaccines. And they got a bunch of do-gooder, shaved-head morons working there. I have no idea how criminal this government is. There it is. The Panopticon Economy. San Antonio Current. They've done reports on us. Yeah, that's it. When I get some time, I'm going down there. NSA's going, oh, look, he says he's coming down here. That means we can get NSA extra funding on him to run ops. Hey, I don't care what you criminals do to me. I'm good. I'm decent. I'm not drug dealing child kidnappers like you. It's come out in congressional hearings that you run giant child kidnapping rings and help cover it up. The NSA is there to supply little kids for Arabs and foreigners to rape them and blow their heads off with 45s. It's been reported in the Italian news with a snuff film that our government produces. That's what you are, a bunch of murdering criminals here to destroy America. You work for the illegitimate Federal Reserve that's announced it's above the law, that's preparing to shoot the American people up with more cancer viruses. And you idiots will go shoot your families up with the cancer viruses and love the fact they flop around and die later because you're cowards. You're all good patriots, real conservative, with all this gun-grabbing going on. You're a bunch of felons with Admiral Poindexter. I just can't handle it. In America, red, white, and blue, you go down in a major giant FEMA camp complex. That's really what it is. With a bunch of goons setting up their big data spying, data mining criminal operation, and they come out like you couldn't drive by with cars with video cameras all day. Like people don't know where it is. Like it hadn't been on the news. Like real terrorists exist. The NSA had all the intercepts on 9/11. Your bosses staged the attacks. Don't use the stinking terror. See, you used to stage your stinking terror attacks in third world countries to go in and, hey, we're just overthrowing these dumb brown people. But now you're doing it here, aren't you, to the Republic? I mean, where does it end? Did you find the Washington Post article? Punch that up on screen for folks. Show them the facility. All you got to Google is, it was all over the news last week. I didn't cover it. I should have. I want to get the guy on. It happened to. I told the producers. Takes a photo of this big giant apartment building complex in D.C., and they run out and grab him. And he's suing them, by the way, now. And it turns out there's no law. It's just made up national security. They'd love to grab you and rip your teeth out with pliers. That's what they are. The pedophile criminal murderers join the government so they can do this. They hate you. It has nothing to do with security. It's about letting you know you're nobody but somebody to work for them till you're 50 and then die of cancer they injected you with. It's like man detained for taking photo of building. Washington Post. That was last week. I see it every day. And I've had it happen to me in England. They've been putting their terror databases because they are terrorist criminals robbing and stealing everything. Coming up, I'm going to finish the clip. They're about to pass bills to regulate and tax and do home inspections and tax all carbon. It's been all over the news. It's Washington Post. Man detained. Oh, now I'm going crazy. Let me think of the exact headline. It is now illegal to take photos of buildings in D.C. But there's no law. But they have weapons. And it's their country, and they're going to ship the coke and heroin in, and your kids are going to use it and go to their own prisons. And they're going to make your kids take Ritalin and Prozac. And they're going to take your guns, and they're going to hurt you. And they got a lot of stupid goons who like to push people around and aren't real warriors that like to pick on innocent people. And they enjoy just destroying the republic. Just filth. Yes, there it is. There it is. Washington Post. Secret buildings you may not photograph. There's the Washington Post right there. Secret buildings you may not photograph. DARPA. I am sick of you, criminal filth, trying to domesticate us and intimidate us and set the precedent that we're your slaves so your offshore banker masters can suck us dry. Stop being traitors. Stop destroying the United States. Stop claiming you're patriots. I just see stuff like this and it makes me mad. And I'm already wound up over the Federal Reserve dictatorship and saying Congress has no authority over the coining and issuance of currency and money. And I go to events and they have the Army watching us, and it's now in the news. The Army follows us around when we go protest the Federal Reserve and Ron Paul. You're criminals. You're in the wrong. You're bad. Got it? Get it through your head. But see, they hire these little nobody scumbags and people used to torturing people and spying on people in Iraq, and they're bringing them all back here to do it to us. You are trash. You are scum. You're worse than Stalin. You're as bad as Hitler. You're as bad as Lenin. You're trash. You're filth. You're Maoist crap. You're pieces of un-American trash. Get the American flags off your car. Stop putting Browning stickers, deer hunting stickers on your car and swagging around. You're an American. I know who you people are. You're a bunch of trash. Power trips, and I swear we're going to bring you to justice when we take this country back. We got to make sure you all get in trouble for what you've done, because you'll just come right back like cancer. God, they go on ABC News and brag how they listen to you have sex with your wife and sit around laughing. The NSA guys literally just sit there in their offices masturbating. I mean, that's just a bunch of scumbags masturbating is what the NSA is. And covering up. Local cops are about to bust a government child kidnapping ring. NSA comes in to stop. Somebody catches government shipping drugs in. NSA finds out, comes in and blocks the investigation. It's all to make sure their crimes continue. And spying on Congress illegally and running all their scams. And MI6 and MI5 spies on the British Parliament. You're criminals. We're going to get you. You're criminals! And a lot of you are just compartmentalized. You just grab the data and pass it up to the sicko eggheads above you. Okay, now I'm getting mad. Go ahead and finish the clip where this bastard creature in Arkansas is saying it's the law, we're going to forcibly inject you. Here it is.
Oh, I can refuse a vaccination whenever I want.
I mean, I assume are you going into college, or is this what you're asking, or what's the...
No, I'm concerned about mandatory vaccinations for the swine flu.
Well, there is no mandatory vaccination for the swine flu.
Well, if you read the CDC, you'd read that differently, I'm afraid.
Well, I'm not saying there couldn't be in the future, but...
Well, exactly. That's my point.
There's certainly nothing.
Well,
that's constitutional. There's no doubt about it.
Well, there are a lot of things that are constitutional that are being undone right now. So that is why I'm questioning it.
This is a law that goes back, 100 years, maybe more.
Yeah, there were laws to take black babies and put them in buckets of water, saying they weren't human and kill them. Is that good? Just sick, all you cowards. You know this is tyranny, but you're going to roll over and go along with it till this country turns into a total cesspit, because that's what you like. Because they're not artists, they're not creators, they're not business owners, they're parasites. It's a world run of scum like you. Keep playing the filth.
Nations are, they're legal, and they've gone to the Supreme Court. There's no doubt about it.
that you're saying vaccinations can be made mandatory?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, let me stop right there. See, we have the dummy public thinking I make it up when I give you the executive order. Let me give you the executive order for forced quarantine inoculations. And for 5 years, they've been secretly hiring tens of thousands of preachers to tell their flocks to go to FEMA camps, take forced injections, and turn the guns in. It's of God. That means they're getting ready to try it. What'd you guys just say? Oh, thank you. They're popping my ear up at the network. DHS sets guidelines for possible swine flu. CBS News, quarantines, forced inoculations. Executive Order 13375. 13375. Here, I'll circle it right there for you. Zoom in on that for them who are out there in denial, sucking their thumbs and drinking sodium death fluoride because they love being euthanized. Why shouldn't the elite steal everything and just take over? You love drinking their poison water. Hell, it's a big joke. I bet the guys at the NSA drink extra fluoride water. I bet they give it to their babies. Because it's all about being slaves and being stupid and being conned and being gamed and being run over. Finish the clip.
Did I call you back?
Yeah.
I'm looking into the vaccination refusal forms.
Yes, sir.
And I'm trying to find out what the... I talked to a lawyer, and it seems that that is an application for a waiver.
You guys just started the clip over.
Correct?
Forget it. Forget it. The whole clip's up on Infowars.com. Just stop being in denial about it. And then the company that's made the vaccine is Baxter, caught putting weaponized bird flu in the vaccines. Bloomberg News, but you don't care. And people will take it, and they'll die, and you'll stick your kids to the ground, and you'll go, proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm thumb scanned, and everything gets listened to, and the police wear black uniforms, and I get home inspections for my carbon tax, and I gladly turn my guns in, because I'm proud to be a slave of the bankers. God bless the slaves. And the masters. The idiot type redneck people that got to serve the New World Order kind of as the enforcer. It's like gorillas, like policy. I mean, you know, I'm kind of ashamed I'm a little bit related to them. They got a bunch of other scum working for them. I've seen you. You're a bunch of trash. Oh, I hate you. Oh, liberty, folks. I'm really threatened by all this. I get a little fired up. But the spirit of liberty is infectious, is it not? All right, let's go ahead and take calls from Ted Anderson. Folks, I can't handle it anymore. I'm starting to really have a problem here. I mean, it's just, I realize what scum the government is, how it's filled with. What's funny, guys? I just can't handle it anymore. All right, let's go to Ted Anderson. They're in there laughing at me. This ain't funny. I just blew my voice out earlier screaming. People ask why my voice is so deep. I go out and bullhorn the NSA like I'm going to probably go do. And there'll be Army guys in plain clothes and Air Force acting like they're friends. They'll be all acting all real scared when you're by. They'll be going, hi, Alex, I'm here for the protest. And they actually are scared. Oh, God, it's them patriot people that wear George Washington shirts. Oh, God, it's so scary. They might get me. They're showing in a building. Maybe I need some water here. Oh, here's some. Oh, I'm out of it. Will somebody bring me a coffee? Let's go to Ted Anderson. Ted, I wanted to get you on for a few minutes before I hit some final news here in the last segment. Because gold and silver's way up, and you're about to run out again. You have it from $25, $30 lower. It just keeps going up and up, the gold and the silver. You bought when it was a lot lower. You're passing those savings on. People shouldn't listen to me, though. They should probably just keep their paper money, stay in the stock market, trust the government. Don't get into gold and silver that's tripled in value the last few years. Just don't do it, right, Ted?
Well, you know, here's what I have to say. If they pass this cap and trade bill, and right now it's about a 50-50 shot, that is going to be the death to the United States currency because that is what's needed in order to have a world bank.
Hey, that's what the NSA's there to make sure the raping goes well. The Pentagon is a knife slitting our throat. Traitors!
Well, that's exactly what I'm trying to say. The Federal Reserve Act was passed in 1913, Alex, and then the federal income tax was passed the same year. You cannot have a central bank in the world with a world currency.
We're doing what America needs, Ted. The NSA needs to make sure Northcom stops the people from foreign banks ruling, Ted.
anyways, that's just the point that I'm trying to come up with, Alex. I mean, we are sitting, I mean, we lose this one battle today, it's done. We're screwed. This nation is toast. We are.
Hell, that's what the NSA wants, traitors, pieces of trash that openly admit they work for offshore corporations. Oh, you didn't know you're Thomas Barnett? It's on C-SPAN and brags about it? Stay there, Cal. Tell them about the coins when we get back. You know, we're not done. It just means that these bastards are going for broke, but I agree it's really bad. And then the slaves will have to see what it's like going under a socialist grid with Obamanoid Nazis running around in red and black uniforms. Tick, can you believe it? NSA spy bases everywhere, FEMA camps, Obama brigades marching around. I mean, it's just insane, Ted.
It sounds more like Nazi Germany than it does the United States of America.
Yeah, well, their Nazi Germany can just go to hell, Ted. I mean, I'm just really getting sick of it. And all you stupid good old boys that work for the system. Man, what is wrong with you, you cops and the rest of you? This is classical tyranny. I know, you're going to sit out and think you're going to be safe because you're born cowards and trash. Well, not me! Not me! Not me! I won't urinate all over my forebears.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job. Unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com. And check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Aerial spray. Chemtrails. The modified atmosphere. Heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
All right, final segment. I'd go into overdrive, but Burmese will be back tonight, 9 to midnight. I'll be in the studio a little bit. I'd be on the show the whole time, but I got to work on a book and a film up here. I got an email here from Ron Paul, the president of the Campaign for Liberty. They say they're going to try to sneak it through at 5 o'clock Eastern early. Michael McCaul is going to be a deciding Republican. Looks like that New World Order individual is going to go ahead and go for it. They're saying, try to call Michael McCaul. We have his direct line here. Excuse me. That's the grandson of the owner of Clear Channel, so I'm sure they'll hit us and hit us hard. Another fake conservative. He used to work for Janet Reno, helped cover up Waco. Call Michael McCall, these locals. Go, I love Michael McCall. I love him. 202-225-2401, 202-225-2401. I just had Aaron Dykes post the direct lines to all of the congressmen and women up on Infowars.com. So call. Call the traitors. Tell them they're scum. Tell them they're filth. Tell them you know they're criminals. Tell them you know what they're doing. Just stop being nice to the punks. Stop being nice to the filth. You know, just let them know that you're tired of their treason. Call Democrats, but a bunch of Republicans are going to sell us out, too. 202-225-2401. 202-225-2401. They're going to rob the middle class, give a little bit of it in Prozac money to the slave class, and then give the rest of the elites. Here's the May number, 800-833-6354, 800-833-6354. We'll report on the aftermath of this nightmare tonight, 9 o'clock. Ted Anderson, in closing, my friend. I got a huge headache now. I joke around about this stuff, but it's actually very upsetting. I mean, I know how serious this is. I know how criminal this elite is. I know how evil this is. To have Bernanke say the Congress is criminal, trying to seize power from the Fed, when Congress is supposed to, Article 1, Section 8, run that. I mean, it's just all off the charts, Ted. I mean, these bastards are really going wild on us. We got to get angry and get in their faces. But side issue, tell folks about the gold and silver offer. We can at least try to get good deals on gold and silver and get out of their fiat scumbag money so they can't hurt us as bad there, Ted.
Well, here's what I have. I have the Walking Liberty halves. They're currently right now at $869. I'm still holding the price on the Lakotas at $1970 and will through Sunday. The British sovereign currently right now is at $275. That price will be held as well. And the francs. Now, like Alex said, gold has been going up. It's been going up all week long. It's time to move, and the time to move is now. That cap and trade thing is going to kill the dollar. If you don't think your investments have been shot up to heck, just wait till that all falls apart after the cap and trade thing comes along. So,
Ted,
yeah.
Aren't you angry? I mean, are you? I mean, I'm really mad here.
Alex said, if there's ever been a time, if there's a single soul that's listening to this radio show,
and I'm sorry, I'm not talking about that weirdo drug addict dying, Michael Jackson.
I'm just
most the scum public. You're just talking about that. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's all right. I'm just telling you right now, if they haven't called their congressman yet, man, I don't know if there's no excuse for you. You better call. I want everybody to call. Everyone. Have your kids call. I mean, this is so important. This is like the...
But people should at least get out of the fiat bastards' money and get gold and silver before the yuppies figure it out and drive it up to $5,000 an ounce. You got gold, 20, 30, but the gold's $25 up from when you bought it. Silver's up a lot. You got great deals. Tell folks the number, Ted.
Yeah, it's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237. I suggest you move, and you move now.
Are you going to be able to hold that deal through the weekend, Ted?
Well, right through Sunday.
800-686-2237. And so, again, you've got gold at $25 lower than it is currently, passing that savings on. And silver, how much?
Well, silver's up around $14.30, so, and it was $13.50, something like that. Those Lakotas should be well over $20. And I've
but
got
they're not. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. We'll continue to watch the votes of that criminal group of scumbags called Congress selling us out to offshore banks into the carbon tax invented by Enron scammer Ken Lay. God bless you all. We're out of time. Fight the criminals. Fight the scum. Fight the filth. God bless.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.